Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. The third, the final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This is the Fan Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. What's happening, y'all? I am Rob. He is the Alpha and the Omega of the Fan Upstate, the Sultan of Swag, the Professor of Perfection, the Wizard of Wave, Colonel, I almost called him Captain Grudge. Colonel Grudge, he's higher than a captain. Colonel Grudge, hashtag dad kicks. He is Lonzo, the great one, on the ones and twos.
One, two. What's above a colonel? Is that an admiral?
I think it depends on what branch you're in.
You're right. Colonel might be as high as you can get.
No, I mean, I know like in the Army, general, and then yeah, two-star, three-star, four-star. Yeah. But I don't know what the...
Colonel Grudge sounds better than Admiral Judge or... Yeah.
Admiral Judge.
Yeah.
Sergeant Major Drudge. Grudge. I even screwed up the word.
That's not bad, though.
Let's see here. Sergeant Major Grudge is not as good.
Yeah, that was me like 20 years ago, you know.
So found an article that was put together a couple days ago by Dan. Actually, yesterday it was published by Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports. Dan Wetzel is, I know a lot of people don't like him, and I know sometimes he can ride the hot take express a little more comfortably than I like. I think sometimes Dan Wetzel contributes things to sources. You know, Lonzo, sources, they and them all hang out with each other, right? Like weekends, sources, they and them all get together and try to figure out what they're going to get in the news the next week.
There's a sports bar somewhere where they gather.
Oh, yeah. You know, because it's always they're putting chemicals in the sky. It's them that are orchestrating all of this, and sources have told me. I think they and them come up with the conspiracies, Lonzo, and then sources reports the conspiracies to the media. That's how this works.
It's a process, for sure.
I mean, they figured out a great system, you know? Great system. They and then come up with conspiracies, and then sources reports it.
It's been effective for, I don't know, millennia.
All the years. Yeah. All the years. All right, so he did an article about NIL. Because even though it's been in place for a minute now, and even though it's clearly going nowhere, some of you guys are still very upset about it. And he talked about Lane Kiffin, because Lane Kiffin earlier this week did an interview with Sports Illustrated. He said, quote, "You have kids going to schools now, and some haven't even taken a visit. They all sign because of NILs. You've got to think that it is here to stay. To say that it's not sustainable, why not? 10 years ago, no one would have said schools were going to pay coaches $10 million a year. Well, they do now. end quote. Lane Kiffin just dropped the line that I've been trying to tell you guys for a couple of months now, right? This method is unsustainable, says Nick Saban. Why not, says I, right? Everything in college football over the past few years has continued to grow financially, and none of it has slowed down. And by the way, Nick, you're the benefit of that. Do you think anybody 20 years ago in college football was making the money Nick Saban is making? Hell no. Do you think 10 years ago anybody was making the money Nick Saban's making? Hell no. Same with you, Ryan Day, Dabo Swinney, all of y'all, right? I just find it funny that the first time the kids get a little scratch on top of it, the coaches are like, well, this is unsustainable. Why? Why? There's a market for it. Eventually that market will hit a cap. There will be a cap the market is willing to pay in NIL dollars, and then kids will get to decide what they want to do after that happens. Kiffin said, quote, you have kids going to schools now, and some haven't even taken a visit, end quote. So what? So what? Now, if I had a kid, if I had a son who was going to play college football, and he was good, unlike me, and had scholarship offers, I would absolutely encourage him. See all the schools. Take all the visits. Hell, they're free. You might as well, right? Get some culture in your life. See some schools. Maybe one that you wouldn't have thought would jump out at you would jump out at you. See what happens. And see how it happens. But if my dude gets a call and he finds out that school X has an NIL program that's paying out X thousand dollars, and he's going to get paper at that school, I may have a conversation with him and go, son, I know you don't believe me right now, and I know you're not going to believe me because that seems like an exorbitant amount of money for a kid who just came out of high school not making it. But sometimes there are things that are more important than money.
Well, what this is saying is that facilities no longer matter. So you don't have to worry about putting a bowling alley in your facility, barbershop, DJ booth, any of that, because all those things before is what helped to entice a kid to come to your school. Now it's more about NIL.
It's funny that you say that, because facilities were exactly where I was going with this, right? Exactly where I was going this. Let me flash you back. Way back, Lonzo, to 2017, all right?
Been watching a lot of Wayne's World.
I'm not mad at you for it. Party on. Let's go back to 2017. Now, 2017, Alabama! You know, where Nick Saban, this is unsustainable, works. In 2017, Alabama did a multi-million dollar facility facelift. And included in that, what they called a 7,000-ish square foot recruiting room. This recruiting room had in it all sorts of amenities and features and fun stuff and displays and whatnot to try to convince recruits to come to Alabama. It's 2017, remember, Alonzo? Now, let's flash forward to the distant past, 2020. In 2020, Alonzo, do you know what Alabama did with that recruiting room? They ditched it entirely and built a new 12,000-square-foot recruiting lounge that had everything in it that you could think a 17-year-old kid trying to make a decision about where he's going to play football would be attracted by. Video games and TVs and displays of the trophies and championships and all that. Lonzo, they built a multi-million dollar recruiting lounge. 3 years later, they built another one double the size and almost double the cost. Now, where do you think the money to pay for those expenses came from? Boosters, right? The money to do that came from boosters. It came from local businesses. It came from local business people. It came from very affluent alumni of the university. That's where it came from. And do you know what nobody said, including Nick Saban, who donated himself $1 million to the new facility? Do you know what nobody said? Guys, this facility's arms race is unsustainable. Because Alabama built one. LSU built one. Florida built one. Auburn built one. Tennessee built one. They all started doing it. Every one of them started throwing millions of dollars. Millions of dollars into the mix to build these beautiful new facilities for the school to benefit from. You know what the only difference between now and the NIL era is about those millions of dollars? They're still there. It's that a slice is going to the football players now, right? See, what guys like Nick Saban are upset about when they say this is unsustainable is now, let's say, Lonzo, that you're an Alabama booster and you're known for donating $10,000 into the program on an annual basis, right? $10,000 a year you pump into this thing. In the grand scheme of things, you're a small fish, but $10,000 is a lot of money. And every year, every 3 years, Alabama scraps the old recruiting lounge and builds another recruiting lounge. Now, I'd say the recruiting's been pretty good for Alabama. Yeah, pretty good. But every 3 years, you got that coming. Or I tell you that your other option is every 3 years, you can put $30,000 towards recruiting the best high school football quarterback in all the land. Now, there's going to be a lot of guys who are not wrong who are going to say, I feel like my money is better invested into the program, into those recruiting lounges, into the locker rooms, into the amenities, into everything that makes Alabama attractive to all the recruits.
The better investment is in the school and not in the individual person, because that investment that you make in the school could be long-lasting for years and affect other kids, not just one in particular.
Sure. You're going to get a lot of three-stars who don't have NIL money who go, well, I don't have a lot going for me in NIL. This school is going to give me the nicest place to hang out between football games. But
I guess it's who you want to work for you, because they're employees and you're deciding who you want to pay as your employee, and you're going to pay them to come and play for that school.
Here's my other thing. Why is it when the same millions of dollars were being pumped into the schools, right? The same millions of dollars were getting pumped into these schools so that Alabama could rebuild their recruiting lobby every 3 years. By the way, on a campus, and I've only been to Alabama twice, once to walk around campus with a buddy, once to go to a game. I went to Alabama, Mississippi State a few years ago. It's a beautiful campus. Beautiful campus. I promise you, there are people who work their bones off to make that campus as beautiful as it is. Janitors and specialty cleaning people, etc., who are spot checking. It's like Disney World. They spot check that campus every day. Ain't a lick of trash on it. I bet those people are getting 12, 13 bucks an hour to clean that school. Alabama rebuilds multi-million dollar recruiting facilities every year. Nobody has ever had a problem with that. Now that the quarterback can get $100,000, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to college football.
I don't get the whole comparison thing you just did. Those people sign up for the job that they took. They don't go, wait a minute, Alabama's paying us. As a janitor, I deserve more. Maybe they try that. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. That's not what they got hired on for. And as far as the other thing goes, you know, putting the money into the facility and not the individual means that third string tackle gets to take advantage of the facility. He doesn't get that money that the first string guard gets. He doesn't get that money. And let's face it, how many linemen actually get money except for whatever school that was, some Texas school that actually has a fund for linemen? You're not going to get it. So I think if I were rich, it is a dream, will always be a dream, I would invest in the school and not in the individual because I could affect more lives than just one.
If I had $1 million. If I had $1 million. That's a great song, too. Is that Bare Naked Ladies, I think? Anyway.
Our friend Chris Evans listened to that many times over many years. I don't hate the song.
So I get what you're saying. And it's the point is, I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I literally said some people feel this way, and they're not wrong for feeling that way. That they would want their 10K or 30K or 100K a year or whatever it is to go into the facilities, to go into the school, to go into the program. And then there are other people who are going to go, I'm cool with my money going to give these guys some scratch. So instead of giving 100K to the University of Alabama, I'm going to take 100K and I'm going to sign an NIL deal for two or three or four players for Alabama. Because that is now a recruiting tool that's every bit as important for the biggest names in recruiting.
And what happens
as the school itself?
What happens, Rob, when a kid goes, you know what? I'm not here to work for you, coach. This guy's paying for me to be on the field. If you don't put me on the field, this guy is going to pull all his money from the university if I'm not playing.
Man,
because I'm his employee.
Business sucks sometimes, don't it? Business sucks sometimes.
And so will college football if that becomes a thing.
It's already that.
Not to that degree.
It's already that.
Not to that degree, it's not.
You think
that. But the potential is there for it to go that way.
Let me tell you a quick story. Number of years ago, when I was covering college football down in Destin, there was an ACC school. I've told this story on the air before. There was an ACC school that was looking at a new head coach. And they were considering, and when I say the qualification, many of you will know who it is. But they were considering a black coach who had a white wife. And the school was very high on this coach. Because this coach had had experience as a coordinator at a number of high-tier other schools in a major conference. Very high on this coach. And then, and I got this from multiple journalists within the city, beat reporters for this school. Because I did a whole thing on it on my old station. A number of boosters went to the school and said to the school, if you hire this guy, we don't want him here. If you hire this guy, we will stop giving this school money. You will not get money anymore. 2 weeks later, that guy's name got dropped from the coaching search, despite the fact that they had done interviews with a guy. They have had him on campus. All signs pointed to him being the dude. 2 weeks later, suddenly his name was dropped from the coaching search. Boosters already run programs. Boosters already have decision-making power. Now, if I'm Nick Saban, and I got a guy who comes to me and says, Coach, this business said, you know, who's paying me $100,000 a year, if I don't get more PT on Saturdays, they're going to pull their booster money. Well, Nick Saban's got a choice to make, doesn't he? He got a choice to make. Do what's best for the football program for next Saturday's game, or do what's best for the school, believing that the boosters make the world go round. And there are some coaches who have fought back against boosters. And most of them lose. Not all of them. Not all of them. But it is a reality. And I'm not about to say, these kids don't get what these kids should get, should be allowed to get, because some booster might step in and try to put his thumb down and control the football program. They already do that. The only difference is now the kids get money. Most of these arguments, most of these situations that have come into play, the only difference between now and then with the facilities, with the boosters, with the coaches, with the funds, the only difference between now and what was then placed 2 years ago is that now the kids get some benefit too. That's the only difference. College football, as Will just said in the Facebook chat, quote, college football has rarely ever been pure. Yeah, it might have been pure in like the 1930s.
It probably wasn't even then, but okay, let's take my scenario and let's up it a little bit. Let's say one company pays a lot of players. Let's say one company is paying like basically the entire starting offense. and the entire starting offense comes to that coach and says, we demand this, what's the coach do then?
Make a decision. Make a decision.
Because not all coaches, as you mentioned earlier, are Nick Saban. There are a lot of coaches that are going to go, okay, all right.
What happens if our biggest sponsor, Bob's Car Wash, goes to Mark and goes, hey, we feel like Lonzo's driving down sales. We want him off the Rob Brown Show, or we're pulling our cash.
All right. So,
what do you?
Your hypothetical is highly unlikely because I am skilled at advertising. So, you know, and Bob's, I am like their biggest client because I have a car that needs washed often. And so at Bob's, they see me, and not only am I there, but I'm waving, signing pictures, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's that. Shout out to Bob.
The Sultan of Swag, the Professor of Perfection, the Wizard of Wave, the Hater of Hypotheticals. Adding nicknames left and right. The answer is, Mark would have a decision to make, right? Do I pull Lonzo off the Rob Brown Show, the winner of last year's Star Award for Best Sports Talk Radio Show in South Carolina?
I would never get pulled off of a program, ever. Ever.
Or do I keep the check coming in, right? Or do I keep the check coming in? And you and I are going to hope he makes the decision to keep you on the air. And there's going to be somebody downstairs who's going to go, that's a big check that I get, right? The salesperson for Jim's is going to go, or Bob's, or I forgot what car wash I used.
It's all right. I'll probably make more money working at Bob's later anyway. So, I mean, you know.
The salesperson getting that commission off of Jim Bob's car dealer, I'll just combine them, Jim Bob's car wash, is going to go.
That's a totally different place.
Is going to go screw Lonzo.
There are mullets at Jim Bob's. There's not at Bob's. Bob's is a quality organization.
Point is, this isn't new. This is business, baby. This is business. It's always been. College football for 50 years has been business over everything else. The only thing difference is now the players are getting in on the slice. Nothing else has changed. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Fight Club. Lonzo runs us through the world of combat sports. Texter on the Preferred Home Services text line says, there is a Bob's Car Wash in Spartanburg, and they appreciate the plug. Well, you're welcome, Bob's Car Wash. I didn't know that was a thing. If you're over in the Berg, go hit Bob's Car Wash, the accidental unofficial car wash of the Rob Brown Show.
Give us a call, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. I want to have Bob's Car Wash on now. Come on, Bob. Jump in the game. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome into the Fight Club, where we fight all the time, even, you know.
Even during breaks.
Even during breaks.
Doris Day is canceled. Okay. No more Doris Day.
Yeah, I'm sure she's rolling over in her grave right now.
Canceled, Doris.
I do believe she's dead. I mean, if she's not, sorry, Doris, but, you know, I'm pretty sure she is no longer with us.
Correct. She died in 2019, age 97. I'm assuming she had four spouses during her life, which means that four men kissed her without permission. And then her mom was like, well, got to marry him now. That's romance.
It was a different age. It was a different time.
Romance in the 50s must have sucked. Like, you just plant a kiss on any girl you want, and then her parents are like, whoop, she's yours now.
You're putting your 21st century sensibilities on the 20th century, and you can't really do that because you don't know what the mindset was during that day.
No, I can. I'm doing it right now. Right this very second.
You never lived in the 20th century. How do you know?
Unbelievable.
He did, actually, because, you know, it's, I mean.
That's true. I'm so angry. I can't even think about how time works.
I was waiting for him to catch that. All right. So we have ourselves a major pay-per-view this weekend. I haven't decided if I'm buying it or not because the main event has got me, because I'm afraid they're going to do what I think they're going to do, but we'll get to that in a second. Let us talk about the pay-per-view. Let's break this down. It's actually a pretty big card, and it usually is for Double or Nothing. Did you realize that AEW has been on the air for 3 years?
Yeah.
The anniversary was Wednesday, I believe. And MJF tried to steal a poster of a kid or someone who had that, and they were smart enough. I got to say, this needs to happen more often. When a wrestler tries to grab your poster, just pull it away from him, which is what the person did. So he was able to just get a little tassel from the end of the poster, but could not get the poster to tear it up.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I love? And I just thought in my head, if any of the wrestling productions, when another wrestling production comes to Greenville, I may spring for us to sit front row for this. Lonzo, all I want to do.
We don't need a spring. We know a guy. He sits in the front row every single time.
He sits in the front row. He didn't volunteer me to sit front row.
Well, he kind of invited me. But, you know.
So I want to hold up a sign that says, like, MJF sucks. And when he takes it to rip it, get yet another sign that says, see, told you, and hold that up behind him.
There you go. I
know we had Shivani on, and Shivani kind of like either half complained or half loved or both, I don't know which way, audience members trying to get themselves over as characters on the show.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, it sucks because you're not adding into the show. You're just a guy who's there doing not regular things. But if somebody pulls that sign of gets a guy to rip the sign that says you suck and then holds up another sign that says, see, I told you. They can have that idea because that is a moment that we all talk about the next day on Fight Club.
That's very true. And we'll never top MJF's mom, but, you know, we can try.
No, not at all.
We can try.
Not at all.
All right, so let's get to the card, starting off with, and again, this is a really good card. We're going to start off with House of Black versus Death Triangle. The problem with Death Triangle is they cannot stay healthy.
Yeah, you're not long.
If they could stay healthy, that is, that's an,
that'd be an incredible stable.
Yeah, it would be.
Incredible.
House of Black is, I don't want to say languishing, but they're doing kind of the same thing that he did when he was in WWE. Comes out really strong, and it's a good idea. But I think the problem with AEW is there's just too many stars, oversaturation. So you can't get them on screen as much as you need to do the things that you need to do with them.
I don't know. Here's the problem I have with House of Black is that it feels like they have rivalries going on with like four different people or groups at a time, right? Like, are you right? Are you up against it? Well, and listen, I get
it's what we started off with. It's Death Triangle's fault.
Right.
That's who originally they're trying to go at, but every time they try, someone gets hurt, and they have to move on to someone else.
It started with Serpentico, and then it went to Ray Fenix, and then it went to the Bastard Pack, and then it had to go back to Fenix, but then Fenix got hurt. You've had one guy in the triangle be able to stay healthy for any length of time. So the
it
House
might
of Black,
be the same guy. He wears a mask.
Allegedly. You've had one guy have to jump back and forth, one group have to jump back and forth. And I think that's been, this is not like, there's too many guys or not enough TV time. There's 5 hours a week. There's plenty of segments to do what could be a dominant stable in House of Black. The problem is
you'll
got
to
put
around
them
to my way of thinking eventually.
You can keep trying, buddy. The problem is they just have not been able to stay consistently on a rivalry because I think you're right. Guys keep getting banged up. Aleister Black is good. Brody King is good. And my goodness, has Buddy Murphy been a different dude since he showed up as the wrestler of the group? The storyline with them trying to take Julia Hart away from Varsity Blondes would be amazing. Stick with it.
It's going to happen. You just wait each week. I mean, the eye patch, the way she's acting.
But now that, right, but like now that Death Triangle's back, it's like, oh, why would Varsity Blonde, even with Death Triangle back, why would Varsity Blondes not keep coming after House of Black? Like, why would they just, this is a problem I have with so many writers, is that it's like they focus on one thing, forget everything else. If you're Varsity Blondes and these guys are very clearly trying to steal your girl, and then Bastard Pat comes back, why would you not go to Death Triangle and be like, yo, us versus them? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like forgetting.
Well, you're talking
about
writers,
this great story.
And from my understanding, there are no writers in AEW. The wrestlers
There are.
That Tony Khan has the final say on everything, and there are no real writers.
No, there's a writing team, but they write with the wrestlers as opposed to dictate to them, which is why I think the storylines are better on AEW. Even when they
sometimes get
a little convoluted sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, who you got?
I'm going to go House of Black, right? They're still brand new. They're still hot. I think this is going to be the best match on the card. I think it's going to be an incredible match.
I don't know about that. This is a pretty stacked card. So I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with House of Black. All right, probably the weakest match on the entire thing, TBS Championship, Jade Cargill versus Anna Jay. They don't want to put the big names up against her yet, and I don't know why.
Because she's not that good. She is a great looker, not a great wrestler. And this is from somebody who thinks Jade Cargill long-term could be an absolute beast, but she's average on the mic. She's got a great attitude, and she's got the right attitude for it, but she's average on the mic, and she's an average wrestler. What they need to do is they need to start having her wrestle not necessarily the biggest names, but the best wrestlers that they have to make her look better, to build her up. She's got everything she needs to be the dominant woman on this roster, but you keep feeding her Anna Jay, and I keep being not interested.
All right, so we're both picking
Jade Cargill. Hands down.
Right, the next match, Anarchy in the Arena, the JAS versus Eddie Kingston,
everybody else,
Moxley, Brian Danielson, Santana, and Ortiz.
I don't know, man. I'm interested. I think you've got too much going for you with the Blackpool Combat Club to be in this match. Lonzo's the only person in America who doesn't like Eddie Kingston.
That's not true, but you know.
And Jericho Appreciation Society.
I thought Naeem was going to fall out of his chair when I talked about how bad
Yeah, the Kingston only reason I did is because I'm used to you being a hater, so I'm used to it at this point.
I'm not a hater. This is my opinion. I think he's horrible on the mic, and he's not a good wrestler, and his beer belly, like, if I'm a wrestler, I mean, there are fat guys. I mean, look at Kevin Owens. That dude can move. He's not skinny. But Kingston's just fat, and having that belly roll all over you while you're wrestling, that would just – I'd be like, dude, okay, you got to do something. It's just – stop.
You got dudes out here fighting in bikini bottoms, and Lonzo's like, ooh, he's got a belly. Come on, man.
But
big boys need love, too.
All right.
Go get him, Eddie K.
Rob, it's not a wrestler's belly, and you know it. That is straight-up alcohol.
I don't care.
That's all that is. That's like a keg in there. Do something.
Listen, I believe in Eddie Kingston. Eddie, Santana Ortiz, and the Blackpool Combat Club win this.
I agree.
Also, I love the concept of the match. I love Jericho going Stadium Stampede, them going, no. Mox dropped the line on him. Nah, I ain't doing that boat.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
They're like, let's just do it in the building. Finally, let's go.
And by the way, last night, the Wizard struck again. I'm guessing
I haven't
seen it because you were watching the other stuff. But
I'm a wizard!
The Wizard struck again. He threw some fire in a poor guy's face. All right, the next match, which probably will be the match of the night, or it would have been like 10 years ago, and that is the Young Bucks versus the Hardys.
Oh, God. These two teams in their prime, it would be the greatest tag team match of all time.
But still, this is the scariest match on the entire thing.
Jeff Hardy's going to kill himself on TV.
He is.
I'm convinced.
He is.
You can safe up these spots all you want, but him or Darby are going to kill themselves on TV, I'm convinced.
Yeah, that's the one good thing is that Darby's not in this match.
Yeah.
At least as far as we know.
Yeah.
He might just find a way to come out and just jump off
of something. Well, I mean, look, him and Sting have obviously got their thing with the Young Bucks. Red Dragon could end up getting – I mean, you could end up having Red Dragon come out against Sting and Darby and end up with effectively a four-way. Jeff and Darby are going to kill themselves on TV.
So,
this is going to be great, though.
It will be. This is, for many years, this would have been a dream match. And I guess still kind of is. But now you're just, I was worried about for Jeff for a long period of time. Now I'm really worried about Jeff because he's saying this is it for him. Eventually, he's going to do something that it will be it for him. But I'm going to go with the Young Bucks to win the match.
Yeah, me too. I need to go against you in a few because I'm going to be on the Upstate Pulse in a couple of weekends.
Yeah, I'm going to nix the one thing for a little bit.
No, you can't.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. Fine. I'm going to go with the Hardys for the sake of potentially losing and taking my turn.
Okay.
For you.
All right.
The Young Bucks are going to win, but I'll pick the Hardys on the record.
Okay. All right. The Owen Cup for the women, Britt Baker versus either Ruby.
I'm sorry, who?
Britt Baker.
I'm sorry, who?
D.
No, you still didn't do it
Dr.
right.
Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. If she's listening, I apologize.
I will not let you slander a friend of the show, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
I apologize. Arguably one of the best interviews we've ever had in the history of the station.
Yep.
I want to point out.
I will not let you slander the good name of Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
But there's time constraints, and I was just trying to, you know, save myself a little bit. So anyway, her versus the winner of Ruby Soho or Chris Statlander, which happens Friday night.
Which, by the way, Statlander is a monster. I love Statlander. She is a workhorse, dude. If she stays healthy, she's got the chance to be really, really good. That being said, I think you're going to get there's a whole nother feud going between Ruby Soho and Britt Baker. So Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, is going to face Ruby Soho. I bet you Ruby Soho wins that match.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too. It's time for her to get over a little bit more. I mean, they brought her in, and there was a big... it was a big deal her coming in because she has helped the women's division a great deal, and she needs to win. All right, the other Owen Cup match is a pretty good one. Samoa Joe versus Adam Cole.
Baby! The only thing I found interesting is that both the Jokers lost in their entrance, despite the fact there was all this moment. Like, why have the Jokers? Like, right? Like, why are you going to have them debut that way and then get squashed? That being said, who are you picking? And I'll pick the opposite.
All right, I'm picking Samoa Joe.
All right, I'll take Adam Cole, baby. And honestly, I don't know. 50% match. Yeah. It could go either way. Yeah. You need to, like, I suspect Joe can't be around forever, but I also know how much this match means to Adam Cole, like out of kayfabe. So I can see it going either way. Whoever you got, I got the opposite.
All right, Jurassic Express versus Keith Lee and Swerve versus Team Taz for the tag titles.
I'm going to go Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. I don't think anybody's got the hype right now that Swerve does, and Keith Lee still controls entire arenas just by putting his fist in the air and pointing at himself. I'm going to go Keith Lee and Swerve. I love Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, but the minute they made this a three-way, I'm like, nope, they're dropping the belts.
Yeah, same here. I'm going with Keith Lee and Swerve also. The push they're getting here is the push they should have gotten somewhere else. But I do want to see Keith Lee versus Luchasaurus. Hopefully for an extended period of time. It won't be. It'll be brief, but it will be fun to watch. All right, and finally, Hangman Adam Page, who they're trying to turn heel against CM Punk. If you watched any of last night, you got to think that he's the heel in this match. The way he's talking, the way he's talking to CM Punk, and CM Punk not responding in kind. There was attack last night. There's just so many things. They're making Page into the heel. Please, AEW, don't do the stupid thing. Don't do the dumb thing. Do not put the belt on this old man. I can't do it. I'm going Adam Page to retain. But due to disqualification, there's going to be a run-in. Maybe Kenny Omega returns. Something like that.
Something
major is going to happen. I don't think they'll have a straight-up match. I don't think they will, because CM Punk will be exposed, and they don't want to do that.
First off, he's still a good wrestler. You're just a hater. Second off, an Omega-Punk feud, give it to me. Inject it in my veins. I would take that, so I like that idea. Hope it happens. First off, give me Thunder Rosa over Serena Deeb.
I missed that on the thing. My bad.
It's all good. I'll take Thunder Rosa over Serena Deeb. That's your punishment for forgetting to put the women's title match on there. I am going to agree that Paige retains. No, I'm going to pick Punk because I need a different record than you. I'm going to take Punk to win, even though Adam Page is going to win. And now in my head, Kenny Omega ruins it, and now I get a Punk Omega feud, which is all I want in AEW. Give it to me. Some, like a Twitter trending topic when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, look at that. We got time for a couple at least. All right. The first thing that is trending is Winnie the Pooh.
Will wants to know, what are you playing video game wise right now, Alonzo? You still on Elden Ring? Are you still
I'm playing Elden Ring, playing WWE 2K, playing a little bit. Going back to my old school stuff a little bit, Diablo 3, Fallout 4, and Skyrim, but mostly Elden Ring.
Yeah. I've shifted back to a sports mentality, so I'm MLB The Show in 2K. Winnie the Pooh is trending right now because Winnie the Pooh just not too long ago re-entered public domain, which means that anybody can now use Winnie the Pooh with the exception of like Tigger, who got copyrighted by Disney. Anybody can use Winnie the Pooh for any art they want now, right? It's public domain. And I don't know who it is. I don't know. I heard about it. Actually, I heard DA talking about it this morning. They're making a Winnie the Pooh horror movie where Winnie and friends are now monsters trying to kill and eat you.
There are pictures online.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is. There is. I posted it to the Upstate Pulse Facebook page, by the way. But yeah, it's there's a picture.
Oh God!
And it's disturbing.
Listen, you know, I got to tell you, I'm all for artistic license and liberty and freedom, and like, I'm a Gwar fan, right? Like, do your shock and all. I'm an Alice Cooper fan. Like, you can be shocking in the name of art. And the reason I like Gwar and Alice Cooper is not because I'm like, oh, it's totally awesome that you're faking disemboweling people on stage.
It's so funny. There was a whole thing about Sign of the Devil on WoW's channels yesterday.
Nice. I like shock value, right? I like shock. I may not even like the content, but I like shock value because that's what art is about. It's about making you feel. Music, movies, TV. It's good art makes you feel something. All I feel by this is like whatever psychopath came up with this, a movie that's apparently being called Oh Bother, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Bother.
If this is you, if you are responsible for this, you're a bad, bad person. You're a bad person and you should feel bad. I just found Piglet. Piglet looks like a jacked up Rocksteady.
Cool. I didn't see that one. By the way, one other thing. Top Gun is trending. Going to see it tonight.
Yeah, I need a review, a spoiler-free review, because I will not be seeing it till early next week, unfortunately. Speaking of early next week, you don't have to wait that long because we still have a show tomorrow. I forgot it's Thursday, not Friday. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Later, brother.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.